Back in the days of the gas prices, when there were really long lines at the gas stations and so forth, there was a fellow who decided he was going to deal with this problem. And he decided he was going to take everything he could do to save gas. So he found out that if he kept his tires at the correct inflation, he could save 10%. If he removed the excess things from his trunk, save another 5%. If he had the engine tune up, he'd save 15%. And he did more and more of these things. The only problem, his gas tank kept overflowing. Not a great one, but we know, of course, that things don't work that way. But sometimes too much can be as bad as too little. And so it is with the readings today. There's too much to preach on. The first reading is about the kind of relationship that should be in the church, and the kind of stewardship that the church should have to bear witness to the material needs of the church for charity. The second reading talks about the fact that we have a new life that we have received in baptism. We have been begotten by God. And we are called to live our faith by keeping the commandments of God and thereby conquering the world. And finally, the gospel about the risen Christ and his relationship with his apostles. Instead of rebuking them for their faithlessness, for abandoning him at the cross, he greets them with peace be with you. He does not rebuke them. He forgives them. We also see that John makes it very clear in the gospel that there is a relationship between Jesus' resurrection and Pentecost, that Jesus says in John's gospel, receive the Holy Spirit. And he gives ministry to the church and to us. And he also gives us the gift of the sacrament of penance. As some of you know, I was on sick leave for some time before I came here to Immaculate Conception, and I'm really glad that I've come here. And while at the St. Luke Institute where I was staying, I was able to celebrate or concelebrate Mass. I couldn't minister the sacrament of penance. I could go to confession, but I couldn't minister the sacrament to others. And that might have been the hardest part. As a child, I longed to be able to say Mass. I never thought about hearing confession. As a priest, while I still love saying Mass, I think I've begun to love the ministry of the sacrament of penance even more, because this is the ministry of God's mercy. This is Jesus' mercy, Jesus who is mercy incarnate. And in this sacrament of penance, I can, by Jesus' own authority and power, break chains that bind people in fear and hopelessness. I can tell people who have been away for many years that they are forgiven, and that when the devil says you haven't been forgiven, you've forgotten things, you're not forgiven, I can say to them, the devil's a liar. Laugh at him, because I am telling you in the name of Jesus and the church, you are forgiven. I have seen people come into confession who have come face to face, who have come in as if they're carrying a tremendous burden, and then walk out like they're having to hold on to things because they're afraid that they're going to float up to the ceiling. I've been able to tell them to go in peace because they are forgiven, and to tell them that God loves them and will always forgive him if they seek his forgiveness and ask his grace to put the sins behind them. I've been able to tell them that their temptations aren't sins, and neither are their feelings. Even feelings of anger are not sinful, but our actions that deal with our feelings, the decisions we make about our temptations and our feelings, those can, in fact, be sins. I've been able to reconcile people, to bring those who have hungered for the Eucharist perhaps for a very long time, and tell them they can now receive and become one body with the body of Christ, and with the body of Christ that is the church, the people in the pews. I've been able to counsel people about how to put their sins behind them and to put on Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Let us all rejoice on this Mercy Sunday in the mercy that has been given us, especially through the sacrament of penance. And let us ask God to help us to appreciate this sacrament more, that we may decide to celebrate it more often, to be filled evermore with the love and the life of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.